health, wellness, exercise, proper rest, and diet. Written by Timothy Mario Williams. Narrated by Sadie Alexa Knight. Rest is important to any diet. When to talk with a pro. If you're new to exercise or if you haven't worked out in a long time, talk to an exercise professional like a personal trainer. You can also talk to an exercise specialist if you want to try a new activity like bodybuilding or marathon training. A professional can determine the best workout for your fitness level. They can also help you increase intensity, duration, and speed in a safe way. Most importantly, they can explain how to incorporate rest days based on your personalized routine. Regular rest advantage allows time for muscle to adapt. Contrary to popular belief, a rest day isn't about being lazy on the couch. It's during this time that the beneficial effects of exercise take place. Specifically, rest is essential for muscle growth. Exercise creates microscopic tears in your muscle tissue, but during rest, cells called fibroblasts repair it. This helps the tissue heal and grow, resulting in stronger muscles. Also, your muscles store carbohydrates in the form of glycogen. During exercise, your body breaks down glycogen to fuel your workout. Rest gives your body time to replenish these energy stores before your next workout. 2. Helps to prevent muscle soreness. Rest is necessary for avoiding exercise-induced fatigue. Remember, exercise depletes your muscles' glycogen levels. If these stores aren't replaced, you'll experience muscle fatigue and soreness. Plus, your muscles need glycogen to function, even though you're not working out. By getting adequate rest, you'll prevent fatigue by letting your glycogen stores refill. 3. Helps reduce injury. Regular rest is essential for staying safe during exercise. When your body is overworked, you'll be more likely to fall out of form, drop a weight, or take a wrong step. Overtraining also exposes your muscles to repetitive stress and strain. This increases the risk of overuse injuries, forcing you to take more rest days than planned. 4. Performance improvement. When you don't get enough rest, it can be hard to do your normal routine, let alone challenge yourself. For example, you might be less motivated to do an extra rep or run another mile. Even if you push yourself, overtraining decreases your performance. You may experience reduced endurance, slow reaction times, and poor agility. Rest has the opposite effect. It increases energy and prevents fatigue, which prepares your body for consistently successful workouts. 5. Sleep improvement. While regular exercise can improve your sleep, taking rest days is also helpful. Physical activity increases energy-boosting hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. Constant exercise, however, overproduces these hormones. You'll have a hard time getting quality sleep, which only worsens fatigue and exhaustion. Rest can help you get better sleep by letting your hormones return to a normal, balanced state. Cardio, typically, rest days aren't necessary for light cardio. This includes activities like leisurely walking or slow dancing. It's safe enough to do every day unless your doctor says otherwise. But if you're doing moderate or vigorous aerobic activity, rest days are essential. It's recommended to take a rest day every 3 to 5 days. If you do vigorous cardio, you want to take more frequent rest days. You can also have an active rest day by doing a light workout, like gentle stretching. To determine when you should rest, consider the recommendations for aerobic activity. Each week, adults should get 150 to 300 minutes of moderate activity, or 75 to 150 minutes of vigorous activity. You can also do a combination of moderate and vigorous activity. These guidelines can help you plan your rest days. For example, if you'd like to do 3 days of 50-minute vigorous cardio sessions, you can plan rest days and other workouts around them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?